USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate rejects two rival spending bills that would have ended the partial government shutdown. What this means is hundreds of thousands of federal workers will miss their second paycheck on Friday. Shortly after the bill, Texas Senator John Cornyn took to the Senate floor.
There are solutions that can be worked out if we consult the experts, the Border Patrol, to find out what exactly they need for border security that will meet with public approval along the border and represent a win-win.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is glad President Trump made the decision not to hold the State of the Union address until the government opens back up.
I'm glad we have that off the table because it was about the least important thing we have to talk about. What we have to talk about is opening up government to recognize the pain and unfairness of this shutdown to America's working families.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Arctic air is descending on parts of the Midwest, sending the region into a deep freeze through the end of the month. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
That's the forecast from AccuWeather that tells us this air mass will be colder than the one last weekend. Meanwhile, Sarah Orsi of FlightAware tells us it's been a difficult day for the airlines due to the weather.
So far today, we have about 3,860 delays.
The hardest hit airline so far today is Utah-based SkyWest.
Today, in terms of airline disruption, SkyWest is the most impacted. They've canceled about 150 flights today.
There's been some discussion and debate as far as who should get the reward money in the finding of 13-year-old Wisconsin girl Jamie Kloss. Now, two companies, Hormel and Genio, both said they would donate $25,000, so that's $50,000, to anyone who could lead to the safe return of Kloss. Well, both companies announced that the reward money would be going to Kloss herself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice says if President Trump is unable to deliver the 2019 State of the Union address at the Capitol due to a request from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, he would welcome him to give it in West Virginia instead. The West Virginia governor, a Republican, joins Fox News and says Speaker of the House Pelosi is out of touch with the mainstream.
Pelosi is so far out in left field that you can't even see her. They need to come to the table. You know, the reason I switched parties is just real simple. You know, the Democrats were moving in a direction that was where you could get nothing done and there was no hope whatsoever. He's asking for something that will help all of us to protect our borders, to keep the bad stuff out. And what is the other side doing? The other side is just hitting back and saying, no, because we don't like you. We're not going to do it because we don't like you.
A measles outbreak has triggered a public health emergency in Clark County, Washington. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
It's home to more than 6,000 public school students who are not vaccinated for measles. 23 cases of the disease are now confirmed, and that number could explode. Public Health Director Dr. Alan Melnick.
We have not seen any cases in vaccinated people.
The disease is so highly contagious that if one person has it, a person nearby who hasn't been vaccinated is 90% likely to catch it.
You can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.